is Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit Spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. Follow some of the interesting links usually associated with, or at least somewhat compatible with, the ideas of the guest for that particular day. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1@yahoo.com. Remember that I do not access my other email during the program. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Clint Richardson. He is a fabulous filmmaker. He has done Lethal Injection, the story of vaccination that came out in September of 2011. His newest movie is Kaffir School, School Districts, and The Lottery. And, of course, he's famous for his movie, The Corporation Nation. And that is a website, thecorporationnation.com. His other website is realityblogger.wordpress.com. Clint, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Good to be back.
Well, it's wonderful. Always wonderful having you on the program. Do you still have the clintforp.com website?
Yeah, it's still up there. I suppose I'll have to change it to 2016, right?
Right.
If we live that long.
Exactly. Now, realityblogger.wordpress.com, your main website, well, one of your main websites, looks different. You've changed the background. I really like it. It's very, it just wakes you up.
Well, I was having trouble with the old format. I guess they'd updated it and was having a lot of problems writing on it. And so I decided to, change it over and... hope it didn't shock you too much, but it's me still. So
yeah, well, it looks really nice. I really like it.
Thanks.
I think it looks good. Are those prison bars or?
Well, you know, it's any good symbolism leaves it open to the imagination, right? Just like a good song relates to everybody in different ways. So you can imagine that means whatever you want.
All righty. Okay, your latest article. Your taxes are already spent.
Yes.
Do you want to cover that?
Sure.
You've done so many good articles. You're amazing. Just really amazing. You've also covered the Boston bombing and you referred to that as a public execution. So maybe we could cover that too.
Sure. I mean, it's very important, I think, for people to get into that. As far as your taxes are already spent, the concept of what money is it's a really interesting thing, because we always look at our bank accounts or what's in our wallet and we say, that's my money. That's my money. I own that money. No one can take it from me. I am the end all be all, owner of that money, which is absolutely a fallacious thought. And we have to understand that money, the dollar specifically, is a copyrighted note, obviously copyrighted, that cannot be counterfeited, and it belongs to government. Okay? Everything in America is basically operated under what's called usufruct, which is makes you the user of someone else's property, including your home, your car, everything else.
Yikes. All righty, we do have a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back. And I note that Nevada's governor there recognizes the CAFR, so that might be an interesting thing to talk
yeah.
about. You probably know about that. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of a pampas and the 5-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Clint Richardson. And his website is realityblogger.wordpress.com. And I'd mentioned just before we went to the break about Nevada. Actually, it's a guy that's running for governor in 2014. And he has very interesting, he says, talks about ending taxation and knows about CAFR. And,
yeah.
From Walter Berrien.
I was just talking to Walter about that. Actually, he was saying that there's a few things about the guy that are a little questionable. Some stuff to do with illegal aliens and something about giving the drug cartels some kind of amnesty or something. It's very, very strange things alongside with his taxation thing. So that I almost fear that's that's designed to make the whole thing look crazy as opposed to just that. But I have a little fear of that. But for all intents and purposes, he's just saying that basically, if you look at any government, even the pension funds, they say that all expenses, about 62% of all expenses in the pension fund are already paid by the return on investment. So, same thing with government. The problem is, they're taking that return on all of their investments and they're just putting it into more investments instead of actually using that to pay for what otherwise taxpayers pay for. So, I mean, the best trick in government is to hide all your current wealth with your future liabilities without showing future assets. In other words, I've got a $500,000 loan that I'm going to pay over the next 30 years. I have $400,000 in the bank currently sitting there right now, but because I have $500,000 in future debt, my bank account to the public only shows that I have negative $100,000. So I'm taking my future liabilities. Like, it would be the same if I reported my future car payments and my future home payments to the IRS. I'd go to jail. But and to tell them that I have no money in my bank account, even though it's sitting right there. That's what the government basically does to the public. And so every city, you'll find that it has sometimes double what it's actually reporting to the people in its assets, because it's simply hiding all of that wealth. All of that wealth is in investment funds, and that's what's called a restricted fund. In other words, because I have a future liability, I can take the money that I have today, put it into an investment fund, restrict that, and basically make it disappear so the taxpayers can't see it. Even though I have it, it doesn't exist for intents and purposes of the budget. So then the budget goes, and it's already got all this creative accounting by the time the CAFR is done, and the government is basically told, the council is basically told, okay, here's your budget. This is all of the money we have minus all our future liabilities. Therefore, you have nothing to work with. You're going to have to raise taxes because technically in the budget you see no money at all, which is a lie, of course. So this guy is basically following what Walter wants to do, which is to change that, change the law, have the people actually vote to change the law, and have all of that income, all of that investment income. He doesn't want to return it to the people, because, of course, if you give everybody $1 million, then really nobody has $1 million. You basically kind of ruin the economy if you do that. So if everyone's special, then no one's special. If everyone's a millionaire, no one's a millionaire. And the economy would adjust, and all that money would just basically go back into government coffers. So what you want to do, what Walter wants to do, is take all that money, put it, do exactly what's already happening, which is basically what is supporting the entire stock market through institutional funds, and take the return on that investment in order to pay what otherwise the taxpayers would pay for. So if you got rid of taxes, or most taxes, and you paid for those taxes with what he calls a tax retirement fund, which is the same exact kind of investment fund, very much like a pension fund, which is the most successful funds out there. And now all of a sudden you have not only a fund that's invested in the economy, but it's also the returns on those investments are actually going back to pay for all the taxpayer services that are now being paid for by taxation. So when you say get rid of taxation, most people say, well, how can you possibly do that? Well, the illusion is that tax is necessary to support the economy, and it's absolutely not, as long as there is this structure in place that most people don't know about, which is the investment structure. That is what this gentleman is taking the cue from Walter, which is basically Walter's life dream. And I hope he achieves that at least in one venue before he dies, because there have been cases of cities around the country that have, in fact, been able to pay, if not all, most of their you know, tax base, tax liability through this system. But once, you know, once other neighboring counties and cities see this, they say, well, we want in on this. We don't want to pay taxes. We already have the investments. Let's transfer it over to a fund that pays for taxpayer services. And that's basically what this gentleman is saying. And it's very logical and reasonable. The system is already in place, and, you know, you could also set up another fund and collect taxpayer money for, say, 5 years. Get a few million, maybe even $1 billion into that fund, and then from that point on, the return of investment on that fund will pay for all future tax, and therefore no more taxes needed after that 5 years, basically. So, you know, it's not like you're creating something new, because, hey, folks, you have to realize the entire economy is based on what the pension funds and the government funds are invested in. All the toxic debt, all of the mortgage-backed securities, those are all funded by government investments, meaning your taxpayer money. So, you know, and the benefit of that is not going to the people. It's going right back into the government coffers to be reinvested and to build up economies across the world. The tax base It's just really interesting when you start talking about actual money and how it works. You have to realize, and if you think about it, it's perfectly a logical thought. You just never thought about it before. But every dollar that is printed is, it's 100% taxed. So in other words, every dollar that's printed eventually gets back into government hands. So,
well, the whole system is rigged to actually benefit the government, and really, I mean, the whole system is wrong.
Oh, it is, and it's actually designed to
to put an elite group of people in power over the
right.
rest of us, and to seize all of our wealth and all of the product of our labor.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Where is the base of money? I mean, really, it's in the public sector. It's in
right.
it's in the public itself. I mean, that is where the money is. And so how do you tap that massive, massive base of wealth? Well, of course, you take over. If you're organized crime, you take over government and you make yourself a legal organized crime. And you extract that money. And the way the system works is basically every city is conjoined with the county. And all cities and counties put their money into what's called a commingled fund, which is usually a state treasurer fund where it's a trust. And all the investment capital of each city and county goes into that fund. In California, last time I checked, it was $64 billion. And then that money goes into basically federal type of securities. Very little of it is actually invested in the state. I think 8% of it was invested in California. The rest of it was either national or international through the federal government. So it's like a reverse funnel, where the city or the districts are the lowest common denominator, and the money gets all funneled up to the federal level. And at that point, it's basically used for nation building. China, Russia, Mexico, all these city or these countries that have been built up, all the corporations that are over there are, in fact, invested in by the institutional holders. What are institutional holders but government? So you look at Microsoft, it's 72% owned by institutional investors, not Bill Gates, not Warren Buffett. So you have a collective effort by all governments in the United States, and this is done through law, or I should say legal code, where it's actually a requirement for cities to do this. And that is what I mean by changing the laws. What Walter wants to do is to change the laws so that governments can no longer say, well, we have to hoard all this money and put it into a restricted fund so that you can't use it for taxpayer services, because the law says we have to. The organized criminal syndicate has passed its ruling, and therefore we must obey it. That is basically what they're telling the people. So nothing they're doing, this is the real issue, is that nothing that government is doing is technically illegal. It is unlawful, but it is not illegal. And since these people are acting in a legal capacity, we cannot very well point our fingers and say, look, you're a crook, because technically they're doing things that are legal. And that's a real problem when you consider that the mafia basically became government and then legalized all of its actions. You have a problem. I mean, you're a real.
And speaking of public services, given what the federal government is doing now, I mean, they're really restricting a lot of public services and then blaming it on us. So, well, this is what the Republicans won't let us do, or this is what the Democrats won't let us do. Meanwhile, public services is being flushed.
Well, and that's the other aspect of this that I really try to make people understand. And once you understand it, you kind of figure out why that kind of thing is happening. See, government cannot show itself as a for-profit business. It is a for-profit entity in technicality. Oh, I hear the music.
All righty, we've got a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
Listen up. This isn't some Detroit car commercial. And this isn't how we do it, not in any America I know. We don't take away the rights and call it public safety. We don't burden folks with something called Obamacare and call it affordable. We don't take what you earn and call it a fair share. That's not America. That's not how it's done. In my country, in my America, earning has always been better than receiving. If that's what you believe, this is America, and we're about to show you how it's supposed to be done. Step up and be heard by participating at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Join us and stand up for the America you know at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. That's how it's done. Now do it. You have a voice. Now use it.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Clint Richardson. His website is realityblogger.wordpress.com. ClintForP.com and TheCorporationNation.com, and a gentleman or somebody in the chat room wants to know about the fraud of the derivatives, which functions as a big ticking time bomb.
Again, we have to consider the pecking order here, because you know you're talking about companies like J.P. Morgan Chase and Bear Stearns and all those. Well, okay, first of all, we have to understand again that the Federal Reserve allows these banks to do what they do. Okay, again, legal organized crime. All right, so these banks are members of the Federal Reserve, meaning that they're forced to buy or forced to purchase an equal amount of shares, which are non-ownership shares. Please get that through your heads. These are not ownership shares. They are simply shares that show that you are a member of the Fed. You have to have a certain amount of money to buy them, and they're at a set price. So the ability to do what they're doing with derivatives comes from government. Okay, so nothing. Again, it's legal organized crime. I'm going to say that over and over because that's what government really is. It's if you're saying the word legal, or let's say they have a license to do this. Well, what does the word license actually mean? I can't go and I can't do what the banks do because I don't have license to do so. But a bank has license to create these financial instruments. License means to do something unlawful with permission, or to do something illegal with permission. Okay, so you have permission to do something illegal. Sort of like government has permission to report to the people, you know, illegally. They have license to do so, and they don't get in trouble for it. So the derivatives holdings are a ridiculous, ridiculous, ridiculous amount, probably in the quadrillion range. And, of course, a derivative, for those who don't understand what a derivative is, it's simply, the most simple explanation is that it's a future bet. In other words, I have a barrel of oil today worth $10, and I'm betting that in the future it's going to be worth $15, and I'm going to bet that in 6 months the price is going to be at $15. So I'm going to put a derivatives bet, and I'm going to buy it at $10 today, hoping that it's at $15 tomorrow, or in 6 months. That's basically a derivatives bet, and if you work it correctly, you get paid an outrageous amount of money by shorting and longing these things. It makes absolutely no sense when you consider what's happening. In other words, the money that can be made on a derivatives contract or a futures contract is so outlandish as to be worth way more than the product you're betting on could ever possibly be. So that's what government is doing. They participate in these types of investments. And you'll find that a lot of derivatives investments are being held by government. You'll find that the Federal Reserve is a holder of most of the government's debt, and of course the Federal Reserve is a government agency. It's called an independent agency of government, but that does not mean that it is naturally independent. It only means that it has the right to
not get sued.
Well, it has the right to make its own rules, but that does not in any way make it above the law. So the Post Office, the Social Security Administration, these are all the same exact entities set up the same way, Federal Reserve System. They're all independent agencies of government because Congress doesn't have time to oversee the Post Office and everything it does. Congress doesn't have time to oversee the military. It doesn't have time to oversee the Social Security Administration. It hires and creates corporations to do this. That does not mean that they are not overseen by, and it does not mean that they cannot be discontinued at any time by Congress. So the Federal Reserve myth or fallacy, I don't know who's promoting it. I know a lot of people, including myself, fell for it, but it is not true that the Federal Reserve is not a government agency. If you think about that, the concept of that is absolutely ridiculous once you understand the nature of an independent agency of government. The word of is so important because anytime you say of, it means it belongs to. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to Wikipedia even and you just type in independent agencies of government, you'll see a very long list including the Federal Reserve System, and you'll have no doubt that the Federal Reserve is not some rogue agency that the government is beholden to. In fact, all the interest that we pay to the Federal Reserve on on our notes is all given back to the Treasury. All the property of the Federal Reserve in the Federal Reserve Act actually belongs to the Treasury. So back to derivatives. It's so hard to put derivatives into a logical construct because they're completely illogical in their nature. They're not real. They're just a bet. It's like a gamble on something. And of course, when you control the markets, you can generally bet correctly. Or if you want to lose some money, a good way to do that is to risk money on a derivatives or a futures bet, knowing that as the loser, you're going to be losing the money, but you know that someone else, say in like a subcorporation that you own, might be making the correct bet and making all of your money themselves.
Right. Oh, we have a break. We'll be right back. But somebody in the chat room said the Federal Reserve is a private Jewish-run bank, and that is what we have all believed. But there are some... I covered this in my second book, and you've covered it on this program before. Anyway, we've got to take a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Clint Richardson, and his websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com, again, realityblogger with one G.wordpress.com, and Clint 4P, the numeral 4. ClintForP.com and TheCorporationNation.com. Alrighty, we're talking about what one of the people in the chat room said, that the Federal Reserve is a private Jewish-run bank, and then of course Eustace Mullins is one that promoted the idea that several foreign bankers own the Federal Reserve, and that's what people have believed for a good long time. And
sure.
He also said, oh, they passed it when nobody was there, and, you know, five or six people voted for it. That is just not true. That is not true according to the federal records,
right?
Which I covered in my second book.
Yeah, and I covered it in triplicate. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, well, you said one important word there, and that is what... Well, yeah, it's the only one that matters because it's what we believe. Where does belief come from?
Propaganda.
I mean, right. So you can either believe something or you can know something. The only way that you can actually know what is true is if you do your due diligence, go to the primary source documents, which includes the public record of the voting, the register of voting, and you will see that enough congressmen and senators passed that bill so as to make it null and void whether or not any the certain people didn't show up. There were people who did not vote. but their combined vote had nothing to do with the majority. In other words, the majority of senators, whether those people were there or not to vote, the Federal Reserve Act got passed by the people who were there regardless of who wasn't there. So the people that weren't there had no bearing on it. If they would have all voted no, in other words, that the people that were absent, the majority still would have won of the people that were there. So it's all a lie. It did not happen in the middle of the night on Christmas Eve. No, because the next day after Congress voted for it, guess what? The Senate had to vote for it. It's not like it can just pass by Congress. It had to also pass through Senate. And they spent all day deliberating. And this was not even the original one. This was after they had already put it through committee and reorganized it and done this. And honestly, you know, I don't want to say the Federal Reserve Act was a good thing, but it was specifically meant to... Well, let's put it this way. It was meant to organize the criminal activity of the banks into one agency. So, again, banks were now forced to be members of the government agency called the Federal Reserve in order to propagate this organized crime, which means, in other words, they were just printing money left and right, and there was no regulation on it. So the Federal Reserve was both good and bad. In one way, it was good because it actually took all that crime and centralized it, which would have been good if they would have said, well, now you can't commit crime. But what it really did was expand upon the crime and organized it or centralized it, and that's why they call it the central bank. I mean, just the word bank is kind of evil by nature. So the Federal Reserve myth, again, is based on belief, and belief has nothing to do with fact. So if you go through the facts, and if you read what I've written, and you read what Deanna's written, I'm sorry, but anybody who can read what I wrote after spending months and months trying to figure it out for myself, because I had the same question and the same belief, and there is no way that anyone would ever convince me to go back to believing something that I know is not true. And, I mean, again, if you just think about it for a moment, the concept that a bank is above government is absolutely ridiculous. The bank gets its power from government, from Congress. Congress is everything. Congress can end the Federal Reserve tomorrow if it wishes to. And, by the way, before Ron Paul did his bill that was supposedly to audit the Fed, he did a bill called End the Fed. In that bill, if you read the bill, you will see that Congress at any time can vote to end the Federal Reserve. All the property of the Federal Reserve and the Federal Reserve Act is quoted as being property of the Treasury. I don't know how else to get people to understand that this has all been a lie, and a very clever one at that. And I don't know who or why it was promoted, but I think it's worked because people now have a fictitious enemy to point to. It actually gets government off the hook, if you think about it.
And there's no really person that they can point to. It's just, oh, the international bankers, boy, they're, yeah. And both Mullins and this other gentleman, I can't think of his name, had their list. I think it was Kai, K-A-I, had a list of the bankers, which they didn't, the list didn't even match, so I don't know where they got their information out of thin air or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's nobody that you can real, if they're foreign, well, then the American public has no control over it if they're foreign bankers, right?
Well, and, you know, I mean, this, of course, this goes a lot deeper, because technically in my research, I mean, I don't see any point where the United States actually separated from the crown. So, I mean, technically, I can't find, you know, so if you consider that, then the whole thing is a wash anyway. So, the book by G. Edward Griffin, if you actually compare the two between Mullins and Griffin, you'll find that a lot of it is just a notated plagiarization of old things that were put into a book, basically. And so,
right.
I mean, it's
Creature
it's,
from Jekyll Island.
Right, right. And you got to understand also that the myth, and it's not a myth. I mean, yes, bankers did get together on an island and create a model legislation for to be sent to Congress. But Congress didn't just take that bill and say, okay, it's good, let's pass it. No, they deliberated on it. They changed it. They mutated it into something, and then they voted on it. And that same thing happens today. There's 800 bills that get sent from just ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council. They are the creatures now. And they send their bills to Congress, and they actually get passed nowadays. They get passed without any deliberation.
Yeah, they don't even look over them. They just pass them as is.
Right. They don't change the bill. This is one of the things my real pet peeves about Ron Paul was that he knew a bill would pass. He would vote no and say, look at my voting record. I voted no on all these bills. But if you look at his earmarks, you find that despite the fact that he knew the bill was going to pass, and despite the fact that he was voting no, pretending to have a conscience, he was adding earmarks, meaning he was gaining millions or billions of dollars through the bills by attaching an earmark. But he was voting no, so that somehow made it okay, or made him a hero. But in the meantime, see, they don't change bills anymore. They say, I will vote yes, or I will support the bill, or I will vote no, and you know enough people are going to vote yes, as long as I can put my little earmark in there and get something that has nothing to do with the actual bill itself. I'm going to get millions or billions of dollars to support some thing I'm doing in my district or something else. And then I can still vote no on it and look like a good guy. It's just ridiculous. The whole concept of government is absolutely ridiculous the way it's set up.
Sure. Okay, I have a comment and a question. The comment is, which you've just covered, the comment is the government gets its current power from the Federal Reserve, which is just the opposite. The government...
Wait, yeah, I mean, all you have to... Okay, then... To whoever asked that question or stated that statement, I would have to say, prove it, because that's what I asked myself. Okay, I know that the Federal Reserve owns government, which is ridiculous. I know that I believe that the Federal Reserve acts as a completely and wholly independent agency that government cannot control. And I believe that because Congress puts on a little puppet show that when it gets in front of the Federal Reserve, you know, manager, they say, well, we don't have to tell you that. And that's true. But guess what? Congress passed a law that says that the Federal Reserve does not have to reveal anything to Congress.
Right.
Do you understand that, folks? Congress passed laws that stated that the Federal Reserve can be secretive to Congress. That allows the Federal Reserve to get in front of Congress and pretend like it has power over Congress. But that law can be changed at any time.
All of this, these machinations and all... Isn't that to have deniable plausibility so that you can blame the other side, blame somebody else for whatever it is you're doing?
You always have to have a blame game. You always have to have an imaginary, fictitious enemy. For Republicans, it's Democrats. For Democrats, it's Republicans. For independents, it's Republicans and Democrats. For libertarians, it's everybody but libertarians. I mean, it's a ridiculous. You always have to have a competition. You always have to have sides. And for the Federal Reserve to do what it's doing, It cannot do it without the law behind it. That is Congress. Congress creates and deflates the laws.
Right.
So that's why I say, just prove it. Go out and prove it. If you want help, then you can go to my two articles on my blog. One of them was called Today's Creatures from Jekyll Island. That goes over it in triplicate. And you will see that there is no way that you can actually prove that the Federal Reserve... I mean, I spent months and months trying to prove my belief, and I ended up understanding the truth. And there's a big difference between belief and truth.
Exactly. Okay, the other question out of the chat room is, who owns the U.S. Corporation, Crown Inc., UN Inc., and all of the other organizations?
Huh, that's a tough one. I mean, I guess one way to consider it is to, like, okay, let's start with the Magna Carta, I guess, if we want to go back in history. The Magna Carta, everybody should know that any contract that is signed, any compact or anything that is signed under duress really is not valid. Well, the Magna Carta was forced upon the King of England, right? It was signed under duress, and so therefore it was technically an invalid compact. It really had no bearing. It's kind of like the Declaration of Independence. Is the Declaration of Independence in any way a law? No. It's kind of like a House Joint Resolution. It has no actual authority until it becomes law. So everything in the Declaration of Independence, man, it's actually a wonderful document. I hold it. I love it. But that's not what happened. What happened was the Constitution was created. The Constitution is completely and totally opposite of the Declaration of Independence. The Declaration of Independence was basically for freemen, and the Constitution was for citizens, or it was to govern as opposed to independence, which was not. So even the word independent, again, a good example is the Federal Reserve. It is independent of government, but only in a political sense. In other words, like I said, it is given the power or the authority to make rules, but it is never above the laws as set out by the main entity. So when you consider what the United States was, and by no means can I see that the United States ever won any revolutionary war, you kind of start seeing that there was no separation, as far as I can tell, from England. In fact, do I need to say it? The 53 of the 56, I believe, is the number of the signers of the Constitution were Master Masons. George Washington was considered the Master Mason of the United States. Mm-hmm. I mean, do we really consider that? And if you actually, what's interesting about the Constitution and all of the fallacies surrounding it is if you read the document, it reads very much like Masonic writing. In Masonic writing, certain words are capitalized. And when a word is capitalized, we know that it has specific meaning. It is referring to something specific. So the first word, the first words of the Constitution is "We the people," people being capitalized. That signifies that it's the people there, not all the people, but the people specifically that signed that Constitution. And the next thing it says is "in order," order being capitalized. Well, wait a minute. If you capitalize the word order, it means something completely different than if it weren't capitalized. It would just be a connecting word. But to be in order means that you are in some kind of Masonic or some sort of order that signifies. So in other words, we the Masons in the Masonic order declare this, is what it basically says. And if you go through this Constitution, man, I dread every time I hear the term constitutional rights. You know, constitutional law. There is no such thing. It's I'll give you an example. You know, you interviewed Bert from Colorado. He in a recent case, he actually, it was a marijuana case where the guy was growing marijuana legally. He actually introduced, I thought this was the most clever thing I've ever heard. He introduced the entire Bible into the court case. Okay. He did this because, guess what? This man was acting under God. God, the man's law has no authority when considering God's law or natural law. Only through volunteerism can the man's law or the political law usurp natural law. And that's, of course, we live in a voluntary society, meaning we all contract with government to give up our natural rights for political rights or constitutional rights, which are what are referred to as positive law, which negates your negative rights, which is natural law. So, by introducing the Bible, again, this was just so brilliant. He notified the court that the plant cannabis sativa was created by God, not man, and therefore man has no power over nature. This plant was created by God, and it was being grown by a man of God, and government has no authority to restrict or regulate that, you know, the growth of nature, basically. So the prosecution, it's a minimum of 2 years for anyone that violates this whole false statute of marijuana laws, and he got absolutely no time. He got off without any punishments whatsoever. He should, by all intents and purposes, by the meaning of the legal codes, he should have got minimum of 2 years. And he got off scot without a hitch.
Well, good for Bert. Wow, he is really amazing.
He is, and he's the type of person, we are different in that he focuses strictly on the law and the legal code, and I'm all over the place.
Wow, no you're not. Hey, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Our guest today is Clint Richardson. His websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com, clintforp.com, and thecorporationnation.com. All righty.
Well, listen, I really want to answer this question in the best way I can, which is who owns the United States or who owns the lands and who owns da-da-da-da-da. And the truth of the matter is there is no such thing in nature. In the natural realm or in natural law, there is no government. And it's kind of difficult to understand, but if you consider, For instance, if the IRS were to send me a letter stating, or an offer, I should say, stating that I somehow, you know, did not pay taxes or something else, I would never refuse the claim of the IRS that it has authority or that it has. I would always say, okay, fine. I mean, I'm more than willing to pay that tax under proof of claim. So in other words, I'm holding that money and I'm not refusing to pay your tax. So you cannot accuse me of avoidance or anything like that. I'm going to simply wait until you prove that I am a taxpayer, because I am a non-taxpayer, and that is an actual official term, which they've recently changed into like person that is not liable for tax or something. So basically, I am saying to the IRS, prove to me that I am a person or an individual as defined in your codes. Prove to me that I'm an employee, which is the only person that actually owes an income tax. And prove to me that you have any authority or jurisdiction. Prove to me that I'm a resident, that I have a domicile, or all of these words that it uses. All of these things I do not claim. Therefore, you must prove to me before I pay you, and I'm not refusing to pay you, but you must prove to me that these things exist. They are natural. You must prove that I am liable for this tax, that I qualify as a taxpayer. And you see, the problem is they can't do that. They cannot prove that you are a taxpayer. And when you do the same thing to government about your home or anything else, when you ask them to prove that they are an owner of your property, you see, the problem is they can't do it because they're not alive. They don't have a signature. If someone from the IRS, which is why you will never get a letter from the IRS that is signed, even though it's a law that requires them to sign it, if someone signs that, then they are taking personal liability upon themselves. So no agent in their right mind is going to sign anything from the IRS, because then they are putting their personal seal of approval on the crime that they're committing. And, of course, the IRS doesn't force them to do that because they want the tax that's going to be collected, the extortion. So you're going to find that from the IRS, you know, there's a certain code in the IRS code that says they have to sign it under penalty of perjury. And they're not signing these documents. And that's because if they do, they're literally putting their own personal signature, and then they're liable. You could sue that man or woman as someone who's trying to extort from you illegally. So all of the ownership, the concept of ownership is nothing again but usufruct. It is the use of government-owned property. But government can't prove ownership. It can only make you agree by unilateral agreement that it owns it. And you agree to it, and then you pay taxes and you follow all the rules.
Right. All righty, we are going to our top of the hour 60-second break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors and station ID.